Which is cooler, tires or testicles?
Nope, cheese!
First saved message.
Hey, Joe. This is Satan. You know, Dark Lord of the Underworld. I don't know what else to say. Those damn people up in heaven give me for a name. Just call me Satan. Just call me Satan. Yeah. Maybe you and me, maybe a couple of demons, we'll hang out together. I got a DS. Yeah, I got a DS. It's a red one. I got the Mario Kart deal, because I like red a lot, because I deal with fire, you know, me being in hell and stuff. Alright, give me a call. You know my number, 666.
That was Satan? Yeah, Satan called me yesterday.
Satan called your phone?
He called your phone. That we share now.
Oh, yeah. That phone number? 718-304-7853.
Wow.
Holy shit, I remembered it.
Way to remember that.
I think that's the number.
I'm gonna check that out for you. I got it on my cellular telephone.
Right.
So, how you doing, Ben?
pretty good.
Because you're Ben, I'm Joe.
This is iHeart Snacks.
What?
.blogspot.com. That's our radio show.
I was about to say something else, but...
What? Ice cream sandwich? That radio...
Dot radio?
Dot radio?
Ice cream sandwich radio. .blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. Not up right now. I mean, it's up. The website's up. The internet's not broken. Although...
It was broken this morning.
Yeah. Something was weird. I think the kids messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid kids.
Well, Al Gore is not having it anymore.
He killed, I think, 3 kids to get it fixed.
Shit.
And he just drained their blood.
He sacrifices 3... virgins a week to run the internet.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I think that's what it is. Yep.
Yep, your cell phone number was correct.
Yeah, it was.
718-304-7853. Call, leave us a message.
What I'll do is maybe today I'll post a little tiny link button that has our phone number on it.
Mm, good idea.
Because I'll have to do it today because this show goes up today.
But wait a minute, what is today?
Today's Saturday.
So if I went home right now...
Wait, let me tell you what day it is. It's Saturday, April 1st. That's a little joke. No, but it's not a joke. It's
We should have made an April Fool's
episode.
Maybe for that other show we just were talking about, Ice Cream Sandwich Radio.
Hmm?
But we're not talking about that now. This is business. So, did you hear these new 9-11 phone calls to 911?
What?
Yeah, I'm not making a joke. This is not. Did you hear this? It really came out yesterday. They played new, not new. They're from a long time ago. They played never before released phone calls to the 911 operators on 9/11 from inside the World Trade Center.
That's horrible,
isn't it?
Why would they play that?
Because it gets people's attention.
Mm. I was watching. I think it was the news, and,
could have been something else.
Well, no, because it was about a murder, right?
Murder was the case.
That they gave me. Love Snoop.
Me too.
So anyway, it was about a woman who was beaten to death in her driveway, but she had her cell phone on, she was calling 911.
Oh, boy.
And they go, before they play it, this is the actual phone call that this woman made, at the end, you can hear her blood-curdling screams as she's beaten in her driveway.
I love the news.
I was like, holy shit, and I turned it. Like, who wants to listen to that?
Because the news is so disgusting. And people watch it, that's why. Like, last week, a race car driver died. Yeah. Totally showed.
Wait, Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Yeah, no.
Dale Earnhardt
died last week. Again. You know what happened?
What happened?
I went to his grave.
Oh, shit.
I did the corpse dance.
The zombie dance.
The zombie dance.
Yeah.
Which is when I stick my arms out, bend my knees slightly, and do it up and down, up and
50
down.
50 times.
50 times.
That's what it is.
He rose from the dead, and he said, I got a race to run.
Oh, boy.
I said, go get him, number 3.
That's his number. Number 3? I think so. Number 8.
That's his son.
Oh, okay. That's
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
So he got in his car.
He died. Dale Earnhardt. For your sins. He died for your sins.
He did. He said, I'm back as Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go run a race.
That was some jerk piece, by the way. I can't, steal that joke.
Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah. He died for your sins. Anyway, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
You do.
Sorry, go.
Fine, I don't want to tell a story now.
No, tell it.
So he gets in his car. And he drives.
Okay.
Get this.
chastising
cow. Him. Middle of the race car track.
Middle of the race car track. He dies.
Where the race cars go round and round?
Mm-hmm.
Dies. But you know what's really weird?
What?
When I brought Dale Earnhardt back from the dead?
Not Junior.
Not Junior. He's not dead yet. Not yet. he wasn't normal size. He was like a little Tom Thumb size.
Oh, really?
And he got one of those, remember those racetracks you got as a kid where you press the little button and it goes zzz, and they always fly off if you did it too fast around the bank? I did too fast around the bank. Sorry. He's dead again.
Damn.
We had a little funeral for him.
Okay. So zombies eat brains. Did he want to eat your brains?
He did.
Or he's just going for the race?
But he's a gamer. He wants to win races.
He's a gamer?
Yeah.
Speaking of games,
yeah?
Tomorrow. I believe tomorrow.
April 2nd.
April 2nd, 1 p.m. He and Joe will be at the Nintendo store. You want to meet us there?
Meet us there.
Meet us there.
We're going to be there.
We'll be there.
Probably from like 11.
Why? Wait, why are we going there?
So we can play Metroid Prime Hunters!
What's that? It's a game?
It's a first-person shooter on the DS.
Okay.
Portable first-person shooter. FPS.
Oh, good one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
Well, you didn't tell him we're just going to play that game there?
Yep, me versus you all day.
There's a tournament going on. Metroid Prime Hunters tournament at Nintendo Store.
You know what? The hunt is on.
The hunt is on. In Zeebs?
In Zeebs!
No, they're not on Zeebs anymore.
It should be. So, if you were there, listen to this show. Because you'd be like, hey, those guys were playing and they handed out comics.
Oh, those guys.
Those guys.
We're going to hand out comics there.
I'm probably going to go shirtless. I think that would help us. You go pantless, okay. I'll go shirtless.
So, together, we'll be naked.
Yes. So, okay. When the cops come...
He's like, I'm not fully naked.
I'm not naked.
Together, we're naked.
And neither is my friend here.
Yeah.
Together, we're naked.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get arrested. I will, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's why I said you'd be pantless.
Okay.
Maybe assless chaps.
All right, so...
Who invented those?
Some gay cowboy.
Slim Rogers?
No. Just a gay cowboy.
Did you ever wear assless chaps?
No.
No? Neither did I. Would you wear anything assless?
No.
Assless t-shirt.
My butt gets cold.
Yeah, I got a cold butt myself.
Yeah, so...
Stupid cold butt.
We got a message.
We
got a message. Could be important. It's like a little Fifth Element.
I love Fifth Element.
That's a great movie.
You're right.
It is.
I'm pointing back
movie.
At you.
It's a great movie.
Underrated.
Who's your favorite... What's your favorite Bruce Willis movie?
I'd say Fifth Element.
You saying Fifth Element?
I got to.
What about Last Man Standing?
That was a great movie.
What about Die Hard?
It's good.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the Die Hard.
Neither am I. I think it's overrated. I think Fifth Element underrated. Die Hard overrated.
Yeah.
Especially the last couple Die Hards.
Oh, yeah.
With Vengeance and stuff.
Yeah.
Are they making another one? Is that what I heard or is that a lie? What's with making sequels like 10 years later? What's with that?
I don't know.
What is with that?
Well, hey, Superman?
Alright, but they rehashed the whole series.
Yeah.
New Superman. Why? Why didn't they bring back Christopher Reeve?
I'm
tired of this.
Zombie dance. I don't know.
New Hollywood stuff. Anyway.
I don't know.
It's because he's dead.
Yeah. So you're saying Fifth Element, favorite Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I can't wait for the sequel, Sixth Element. Sixth Sense, I think it was called.
I never actually saw the full...
Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
It's a good movie.
But I know the ending. I can guess the ending.
It was a good guess.
I guessed that shit.
You're a big, you're not a big M. Night Shyamalan fan.
No.
How come?
I like that one with the water or whatever.
Unbreakable?
No. That was good. Hey, Bruce Willis, right?
Bruce Willis movie.
Hey.
Yeah, he takes, like, it's cool. When he does movies,
yeah.
Usually one of the lead characters is in two movies.
Weird.
Say that.
I think he's magical. Do you think that M. Night Shyamalan?
Alright, two things about him. Did you see that commercial?
No.
That Visa commercial with him?
No.
Or American Express? American Express.
Yeah.
He's sitting... We don't have a lot of time. I'm going to tell you fast.
Yeah, half a minute.
He's sitting in a cafe.
He dies.
Yeah. No, all this weird shit happens.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, it's just his imagination.
Mm.
Then, guess what? Another M. Night Shyamalan walks in the door.
Oh my god, crazy magic.
Very long commercial.
He kind of looks like David Blaine. I bet you they're brothers. That one will be discussed on next show.
I bet you black people are scared of both of them.
Yeah, probably. What's phone number? Quick.
718.
Yes. 304-7853.
503, I thought.
Oh, great, Joe. We're over time. Just, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
All right. Hang on.
718-304-7853.
I don't call any of these people anymore. Here we go. It's labeled.
Give out someone else's number.
All right. 718-304-7853.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
And here is...
Here's a voicemail that we got.
Yep.
From Chad and Amanda from meandthebean.com. Check them out.
They're awesome.
We should play the promo after we play, Oh, no.
We can't.
We can't because that mentions our other podcast. Oh, my God. We're like...
Wait, double promo. Play
double
it.
Promo? Well, first we're going to play the voicemail.
Yes, then okay. Play that.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Ben and Joe.
Called the Ice Cream Radio Show. Hey guys, it's me and the Bean.
Hi.
Just wanted to say hey.
Hey.
And that we like you guys.
Absolutely. You guys are fun.
And we want to have you over for sodas and pizza. So, if you'll make it down from New York, just come on down.
That's right. We'll have a party.
We've got a tent in the backyard you can stay in. Just kidding. We got a guest bedroom. So then you have to sleep together, and then that whole rumor that's going around about Ben and Joe being gay, that would fuel that, and we would hate to do that to you guys.
Oh, you guys. You are out of control.
Well, we love the show, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Johnny soon.
She's playing Mahjong or some crap. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Ben and Joe show. It's your good buddy Brian, the G-Man, you know, from the band, 30-pack, Jack. Just wanted to see if you guys were hep, you know, hep as in cool, hep to the askaninja.com. It's almost as cool as Ice Cream Sandwich, that's all I gotta say. Go on to askaninja.com and watch him do funny things. Also, Big Jake for life, and he's going for something. Okay? Talk to you later.
All right, fucking stop.